Yo,
check this out.
This out.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
Have you guys heard this like buzzword that's been sort of buzzing for the last like year and a half? Self-awareness.
Oh, yes, of course.
What does self-awareness mean to you, Tamar Snow? Are you self-aware?
I try as much as I can be to be self-aware. So to me, what it means is just always being introspective, knowing yourself and being open to learn more about yourself.
Wow.
And understanding that this is a journey.
Okay.
You're not going to know everything.
Yeah. That's a lot for two words, eh?
It is a lot.
Would you regard yourself as a person who's self-aware, Lorenzo?
With certain aspects, yes. Others, not.
Okay. Self-awareness, by definition, is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, and emotions do or do not align with your internal standards. A lot of companies have been using this, especially when they're doing the team building, with regards to being self-aware. It's a huge buzzword, you know, mental health, self-awareness. And something about self-awareness has to do, I think, with the core question, do you care what other people think of you?
Sure.
Do you care what other people think of you?
Honestly, much less now than I used to. But I think there's still a lot of work for me to do there.
Do you care what people think about you, Lorenzo?
Yeah, I struggle with that.
Okay.
100%.
So you do?
I do.
Why do you think you care so much what other people think with regards to you?
Me going and finding and doing introspective about myself, it is because of the childhood trauma that I went through.
Okay. I wonder, why do you think we care so much what other people think of us? Why? It's just, I was reading an article this morning, and everyone was speaking about self-awareness and trying to free yourself of the opinions of everyone else out there and being self-aware about what you want and what you want to achieve. And I kept wondering, why do we care so much? What is it about other people's opinions that make us do certain things? 0712860639. Hit us up on that WhatsApp line. Do you care what other people think of you? And be honest. Like don't think it's the cool thing to be like, no, I don't care. You know, no, I don't care. No, really think about it. And why do we care so much about what other people think of us? 0712860639. That is how we're kicking off the great drive.
Don't have a good drive.
Have a great drive.
Have a great drive with K-Easy.
Only on Good Hope FM.
All right, we are talking about being self-aware. Your self-awareness. Why do other people's opinions matter so much?
Hi, K-Easy and team. I just think that it's something I also struggle with. I do care how people view me and things like that, but I think it obviously just stems from being younger and just wanting to be accepted. You know what I mean? How you get those popular kids, you get those friend groups that you want to be in, but people just didn't accept you in those groups, or you just felt like an outsider. And I think because of that thing that I experienced, that now it transcended into adult life, where now I want to look fly, you know what I mean? I have to wear the best shoes, I have to wear the best clothes, whether it be design or whatever. And yeah, I feel good about it, but it's like, okay, cool, it will be nice if someone complimented me, or it will be nice for someone to ask, yo, what shoes are those? Or, oh, I like that jacket, or whatever. Like, it's a good feeling, or I get some looks from everyone because of what I'm wearing. Regardless, it feels good, but yeah, I think it's just because of when I was younger, I wanted to be accepted, and now I do care how people view me and how they look at me. So yeah,
I think it has to do with our need for validation, and we are not celebrating ourselves, and we are looking for validation through others. We care what other people think. We want to be good in other people's perspectives, so that then reinforces that we need people to have an opinion of us instead of we having an opinion of ourselves.
Hi, K-Easy and team. I don't think I care so much as to what other people think of me, but I am concerned about how my actions makes them feel about themselves, if that makes sense.
Hi, Casey.
Got a text you saying, hi, Casey. Maybe 20 years ago when I was young and wanted to be in the crowd, but now I don't care what people think of me. There's time where I just want to be alone. Negativity is quite draining, and I tend to stay away from that crowd. Now in my life, it's positivity and spreading love. It's crazy, right? And I mean, if you look at, and there's this hierarchy of needs. I always end up going back to it. I learned this in Varsity. The hierarchy of needs speaks on, as human beings, we want to be a part of something. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
However, in some cases, and this is, I picked this up in an interview with Kanye West, and I can't believe I'm quoting Kanye West. Kanye West said, if we're all walking in one direction, right? Let's say there's about 50 people walking in one specific direction. Then there's one person who is running the opposite direction, and they are running right through the middle of those 50 people. Everyone is going to say that that person is different. Why are they running in the other direction when all of us are walking the other way? It isn't until other people turn around and run with that person that it's called a marathon. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yet that person has to deal with the ridicule and the opinions of those people thinking that you're going the wrong way. But they've chosen to go the opposite way. What about that? I wonder.
I hear you completely, and I think aligned to that sort of thinking is, I honestly think it goes back to what we have made societal norms. So what is a good person?
Oof.
A good person is somebody who's kind, caring, and giving. All of those things points to what they're doing outside of themselves for other people.
Wow.
And I think that that is the basis of why a lot of us care what other people think, because our framework of what a good person has to do with perception of other people.
Absolutely. Money, love. What an interesting conversation we're having to kick off the show today. It's about self-awareness. And do the opinions of others affect you? Do they matter so much? Can I tell you something? And I speak under correction. I think you're lying to yourself if you don't if you're going to say that you don't care what people think of you. I really struggle with that. I think we all care to a certain amount, and you choose and pick who matters and who doesn't matter. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At some point, because I don't think you can live in a world where you don't care about your neighbor in one way or another. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
I know you might say, I don't care what people think about me, but I think deep down, if someone does something to you and says something to you, you have that moment to yourself like, I wasn't happy about that. Mm. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, we're not islands.
Definitely.
We want to be connected to other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 0712860639. Come through and talk to us about self-awareness. Why do you think you care so much about other people's opinions?
Okay, how's it, man? Yo, you're making me hot under my collar now, okay? Because if you think about it, everybody should be worried. Not worried in a sense, but they should care what other people think of them. Because we should all hope that other people think only good of us, you know? And I like the way people say, ah, I don't care about what they say. Yeah, you don't care what they say. You don't care what they do, yeah. But people do care about what other people think of them, because it's very important. I think morally, it keeps you kind of, you know, doing the right thing always. Yeah, have a great day, guys.
Self-awareness, if you are just joining us, we're talking about it and understanding, why do we care so much about other people's opinions? Why? If you are just joining us, self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or do not align with your internal standards.
What's up, team? So, me, I would like to say no, but I'll be lying. Yes, it does affect me, especially work, you know, office politics, work politics, and he said, she said. So, Yes, it does creep under my skin. And even though we as humans, we tend to say to ourselves, no, it doesn't bother me what anybody says or think about me, but they be lying because I'm one of them.
Do you know what I think ends up happening?
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that a number of us can get to that point. And you know, I think it only comes with maturity. And also having enough time with yourself to be able to notice certain things. I don't think you ever stop caring about people's opinions. I think you decide which opinions you value. Do you get what I'm saying?
And I think that includes your own opinion.
Exactly, your own. Right? So I'm a Taurus. I'm stubborn. I have this ability to zone out. But depending on when I can spot value, I'll be able to say that's an opinion I can take, okay, and I can understand, and it's coming from a good place. Because when we talk about opinions, people like to think that it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not always bad when someone has an opinion on you. Sometimes someone's pointing you in the right direction. Maybe you were going in the wrong direction. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
But are you open as an individual to receive that type of opinion or criticism? Because there's negative and positive. So I think being self-aware is also being confident in your faults as well. And being confident in your failures. To say, I made that mistake. I did that. And say it with your chest out. Because if you had done right, you'd be standing with your chest out as well. Right?
Yes.
So to everybody, I hope that you're more self-aware in 2024. And that you congratulate yourself. And that you pat yourself on the back. And not too hard on yourself. And I'm speaking to myself here as well. Because I suffer from this. I'm hectic with myself. Trying to be nicer to myself. Everybody deserves to be nice to themselves. All right.
Yo,
check this out.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM. Let's go.